It's a three-way food fight tonight here at 720 WGN. And, of course, I am the aforementioned John Landecker. I believe on the telephone is Ashley. Good evening, Ashley.
I'm here. Good evening.
I was going to give you some sort of an adjective, and then I thought, uh-oh, human resources. And then also, well, at least that pops up in the back of my mind. Come on. It's better than nothing. And then,
hey, safety first, but you're safe with me. Anything goes.
I know. Well, then, yeah. Then we have Eli Burke, who was here this evening, who is taking the third pot, so to speak, as it were, in the fondue-ish world. So, in case people don't know, but they fondue is a communal dish where food is dipped into a shared of pot-warmed flavored liquid. I thought it was oil. Is it something other than oil? Now, wait a minute, of course. John, you're an idiot. Thank you. Making it a real meal and a social experience, it originated in Switzerland in the 1700s when bread and cheese became, you know, hard to get in winter, and villagers melted cheese with wine and dipped stale bread into it, and bingo. Whoa. You have your cheese fondue. Obviously, you use cheese. You have your chocolate fondue. Obviously, you use the chocolate. Then you have your meat fondue, and that's where the oil, hot oil, comes in. Thank you very much. There is a goofy little tradition. If you drop your bread into the cheese, you might owe everyone a drink or have to perform a silly task. I'm going to have to remember that the next time we go out. So I'm oil, so I'll go last.
Okay, well, I'll go first because I'm cheese, and when you go to a fondue restaurant, they always have, like, your three courses.
Yes.
Typically, you start off with the cheese fondue, you go to your oil, you eat your main course, and then you get to end with some chocolatey goodness. I will say, for my part of the battle, nothing is better than when you go to a restaurant and you can just smell all of the delicious foods the minute you walk in. I feel like every time you walk in, the first thing you smell when you go to a fondue place, I have to say, is the cheese. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Everybody knows cheese is stinky. That's the whole point. So, well, like, the minute you get in there, well, you know, it's
not
stinky.
Not all cheese
in a good
is stinky.
Way.
Not all cheese is stinky.
But,
have you ever met somebody who really likes stinky cheese? You don't know.
Yeah, my grandma.
Oh, my brother is into it. It's just disgusting. Yeah, I'm sorry. We got off track there. Go ahead. Yeah.
But, you know, the first thing you smell when you walk into the restaurant is you smell the cheese. So right off the bat, your mouth is watering. You're ready to go. You're excited. You sit mm-hmm. down, and then boom, you got a pot of melted cheese in front of you.
Right.
I also am a big fan. I will say some restaurants, when you go to like a fondue place, and there's a bunch of them, you know, there's the Melting Pot. We have Gayha's Cafe here in the city, and there's a whole bunch more that I could name. But sometimes I will say the cheese can be too sweet, so it is a shocking experience when you go to a fondue place for the first time and you're expecting, like, your typical cheddar or American. As you said, it originated in Sweden, so you usually have kind of these fancier gourmet cheeses, so bear that in mind. So it can be a little sweet when you first sit down. So when I do fondue at my house, which I have done, I like to hit more of those, like, cheddar, you know, I like Munster, which don't ask me how I do that, but we make it work. And you just kind of do a whole bunch of cheese blends, and it's a little less sweet. But it's just a way to kick off the right, you know. Right. And I have to say, the last time I went to a fondue, which, believe it or not, was actually not that long ago, once I got to the oil part of the fondue experience, I gave myself a burn, because you have to fight for your life the minute you put anything in the oil one, because it just goes and it shoots everywhere. So the oil is dangerous. The cheese is delicious. And I really can't argue against chocolate. Chocolate's a hard one to argue against, because who doesn't love melted chocolate? But
take it away, chocolate fondue.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what else do I need to say if everyone else is going to argue for me? I mean, you started your argument by saying that it was called chocolatey goodness. We're not here to...
Well, hold on. I'm not just giving you the win here. I have to point fingers and be like, okay, I understand that the chocolate is good. I'm not just handing you a win here, Eli. Relax.
Well, I'm willing to do the extra work and tell you why chocolate deserves the win straight away. And
Let's hear it.
The first answer is just the versatility that it brings. When you are at the fondue place and you have the cheese in front of you, you're really only going to be able to dip, what, bread, apples, maybe what, sausage if they give that to you. For the broth, you have meat and vegetables. And you have to cook it yourself. That's a whole extra chore. I'm not going to a fondue place expecting to be responsible for my own food safety, checking the temperature of my meat and moving on. But chocolate, there's just so much you can put in front of you. There's fruit, there's cake, cookies, brownies, pretzels, marshmallows, anything you're brave enough to dip in the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And it's just the best way to end your meal. This isn't the first thing you smell when you walk into the restaurant. This is the best thing that you're on the when you're in the restaurant. Everyone's looking forward to the chocolate. People are cheering when it gets brought out. It's a celebration. You don't end your meal with more dinner. You end it with a great dessert.
Oh, listen to you.
He's
the food guy.
Can you believe this is my first food fight?
Somebody call Channel 9 and tell them we got a food guy that can report every week.
Okay.
Can I just say real quick?
Mm-hmm.
When I went the last time I went to fondue, which is about 2 weeks ago, you said all you get is bread and apple. But wrong. They gave us a bunch of vegetables to dip into the cheese, and it was a unique, like, you got a full onion. And I love onions. I could eat onions raw.
They don't do vegetables at dessert.
No, but vegetables are good. You're making it seem like the vegetables aren't good. You have options. You gotta, like you said, dip what you dare, what you dip, or whatever the heck. You didn't say it like that, but I'm paraphrasing. But whatever you're daring to dip into the cheese, or daring to dip into the chocolate, goes for the cheese. Same dealio.
Well,
expand your palates, if you will.
Here's my dealio with the meat fondue. It was like a revelation. I mean, I had heard of cheese fondue, I had heard of chocolate fondue, but I did not know there was an oil fondue that you could cook like little pieces of meat and chicken and shrimp and then an appropriate sauce or two. It was like...
And potatoes. Chunks of potatoes.
It's like potato chips. You know, you can't just dunk just one. You got to have like these, and they can't be gigantic because they got to fit on a fork and they got to go into the oil. And then, of course, you can determine yourself as to what degree you want your meat cooked. And it's always wise to remember, though, as somebody referenced earlier, that when you take that out of there, it's really hot. So you don't just take. Well, maybe that's true of also the cheese and the chocolate. You don't just take it directly out of the pot on the fondue stick and then go from stick to mouth, because I think you're going to run into some problems. It's just was so unusual, and I just was having a good time cooking away all these different varieties and having the sauces, and it was great. And it's not that filling, quite frankly, whereas... Do I have to say that cheese and cheese fondue, would you have bread and it's over and over and over again? That's very
and
filling.
Cheese.
And cheese and bread and cheese and bread
and cheese.
And then also in another way, the chocolate fondue is a little bit more. Because what are you going to do? You put in there marshmallows. What else?
What do you save for after chocolate?
What?
The chocolate's the dessert round. You don't have to save any more room after that. Go all out.
Okay. Whatever you say. I'm just saying, all right, fine. I'll agree with
you. My favorite thing to dip in the chocolate, I will say, they give you a Rice Krispie chunk.
Oh, boy.
And that is delicious. But it's dense. As you know, a Rice Krispie treat is a dense thing. So you're basically putting in, you know, a fourth of a Rice Krispie treat into the pot.
It's like you're making a s'more.
And I drench... Oh, yeah, I drench whatever I'm cooking, it's drenched. So, like, even the meat, once it comes out, they give you a whole bunch of different sauce options that you can dip your meat in. Because you can season your meat before, whatever it is. So, I just drench it all in cheese and seasoning and sauce and chocolate. You might as well just take the pot off the heat and just dump it down my throat, whatever it is. That's what I'm doing at fondue.
We'll do more of this food fight when we come back at 720 WGN. And it's a three-way food fight on a fondue night between cheese and oil and chocolate. But before we go any further, we have this very slight musical fondue diversion. I guess that'd be the word.
Hi, I'm Brittany S. Pierce, and this is my new internet talk show, Fondue for Two, which combines the two things I like the most, hot cheese and talking to people.
There you go. there's nothing wrong with hot cheese and talking to people, I have to say. She has an internet talk show.
Except chocolate.
Except, all right. Do we have any, what are the numbers that have come in on this?
Do we want to do our final tally now?
Yeah.
This was a very, very close battle.
Really?
It came down to a bunch of late votes. I was refreshing this throughout the show, and this is the final numbers we're going off of. With a 42% total, cheese fondue came in, 15% for oil.
Oh, boy.
And winning by one vote with 43% team chocolate.
Rigged.
Well, there you go.
The good people know what they're talking about.
Rigged. It's rigged.
43% to 42.
That's it. Yeah. I will say earlier today when I looked at it, it was way more close. It was like one was 32, one was 20 something, the other one was something. I don't even know. They were closer. They were closer. Well, I'm not good at math.
to be honest, I like them all. And if I'm going to go to if I'm going to go for a fondue dinner, I'm going to have all three. I mean, that's what they're there for, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You wait. Hey, you know what else is interesting? I will say, the last time I went to fondue, they gave me a salad before anything actually started.
What? A salad?
Yeah.
It just seems like a waste of space.
Yes, it sure does.
I hate I'm not a quitter.
What was it like dunking the lettuce into the oil?
It'd be very Midwestern to put it in the cheese.
I don't see a salad as a part of this scenario whatsoever.
Right? It was weird. We were shocked.
Yeah.
My group and I were all like, huh? And hey, life hack, go with a big group because you get way more of the stuff for the cheese and the chocolate.
Oh, okay. Good advice.
You know, if you go with a whole bunch of people, you get mounds of bread and cheese and cakes. It's like a child's dream.
Yeah, it is. All right, so here we are, and that concludes tonight's food fight. Thank you, folks, for listening and participating. But then that brings us to the inevitable point in the program where we have to figure out what we're doing next week. So. I know there were some suggestions floating around on our messages to one another, but what were they?
So one of the ones that I threw in there, so next Monday, which is when we would be battling.
Banana Day or something.
Yeah, so, well, Banana Bread Day. There was a National Banana Nut Bread. Uh-huh. I can't speak. Blah, 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 blah. It was National Banana Bread Day, but I don't know what the opposite of banana bread would be.
Well, you have banana. You have
carrot cake.
Well,
I don't know. Perhaps.
I don't know. That's, have you ever had a banana bread with icing on it?
No, I actually have not.
But you would have icing on carrot cake usually, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true. Huh.
Well, there's banana pudding, isn't there?
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what else? I mean, I like the idea because it's Banana Bread Day.
Right. Well, so going off that same theme, the other thing that's happening that day, it's also National Tootsie Roll Day.
I
was thinking we could do a Tootsie Roll versus like a Charleston Chew.
Ooh, I love me some Tootsie Rolls. Yeah.
And what is it? They are different. They're the same type of like that long lasting the sweet, long-lasting, chewier candy. But one, like the Tootsie Roll is more chocolatey, and the Charleston Chew, I want to say, is more like caramel.
And both of them can take your teeth out. There's no question 100%. About that. Oh, I mean, absolutely 100%.
Yeah, don't try with a loose filling, that's for sure.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I do like Tootsie. Well, there's Tootsie Rolls, and then there's Tootsie Roll Pops. Is there an...
Oh, yeah, there's those. Yeah, yeah.
Is there But go ahead.
I was going to say, Tootsie Roll also has another... It's the same brand, but they're called Fruitsies, and they're like the fruit version of a Tootsie Roll.
Do you want to do Tootsie Roll versus like bubble gum? So you have all the types of Tootsie Rolls on one team versus like bubble gum
Isn't
on the other
side?
Isn't
there some sort of sucker too where you get a piece of bubble gum after you're done with
Blow Pop.
Blow Pop, yeah.
Blow Pop.
Blow Pop versus Tootsie Pop.
You got it. Blow Pop
Boom.
Versus Tootsie Pop. Who wants what?
Well, you love Tootsie Rolls, so you take Tootsie Pop.
Okay. Blow Pop. What a great name that is. Blow Pop and... Tootsie Pop, coming up. Oh, we have, where are the results posted for Food Fight, says 330. Do we post them? We should post them.
They're on our website.
They're on the website. You just have to vote.
That's right. But you can go look at it even if you don't vote, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They want the results. They don't want
to... You have to vote in order to see the results, but...
Really?
It's still live. You can still click into it.
That's not right. I mean, after a food fight is over, they should just be posted because the voting is done. They want to know what the results are.
I'll take my victory lap.
Sure, that's skewed.
Right. You know, you put it up there. They want the results. It's not like, hey, the election is over. What are the results? Well, you don't get to see them unless you go to vote. But wait, it's over.
That's such a great point. That is actually such a great point. We have a bone to pick with this voting survey coding thing that we use to post these things.
I mean, I wouldn't think it would be that difficult.
I'm not complaining. I won.
Right. Exactly. All right.
But what's listed first? Is it cheese? So if somebody just went in there and clicked on the first thing listed, then you would eventually not be winning.
We're just going to click based off the first thing, not the best thing?
Well, don't you wrap it up? Don't you stop the voting? And here's the results. You can't just continually vote.
There's a way. Yeah, that's. I'll figure that out tomorrow.
I just refreshed, and chocolate got another vote, so it's not going in your favor.
See, there you go.